Michigan will lead the nation in creating 21st century infrastructure systems. Those ambitious words begin the summary of a recent report from Governor Snyder's 21st Century Infrastructure Commission. The 188-page report looked decades into the future to determine how to improve the state's water, transportation, energy, and communication systems. Commissioner Janice Beecher, a Michigan State University infrastructure expert, told me she's pleased with the result of the group's 8 months of work.
I feel really good about it. It was a very constructive process. I think we did our due diligence in developing the recommendations. I think the breadth of knowledge of the commissioners and the support that we had from the staff was tremendous. So I think we accomplished what we set out to do, and we did it on time, which is always a good feeling as well. But I also view the report as not the end, but the beginning. The report lays a foundation, and now the hard work comes after that.
Asset management was a part of this report, and recommendations were made regarding asset management. Just briefly, what is asset management, and what needs to happen on that front?
Well, one of the challenges we had was understanding the nature of our infrastructure, the condition of our infrastructure, even where it's located. And
the existing infrastructure, exactly. What's already there.
Exactly, what we have underground and above ground. And that's a challenge not just for Michigan, but really across the country. So asset management is now a tool that's available for maintaining a better sense of what you have, its value, and how you're going to maintain that value over time. So investing in infrastructure really goes hand in hand with an asset management plan.
You and I spoke about how the headline in stories like these becomes the price tag, and it's colossal here, $4 billion a year for 20 years. Have you thought about how we move forward with that 800-pound gorilla hanging over the conversation?
Right. The dollar sign always gets the headline, and in some ways that's unfortunate because it overwhelms the other important findings of a report like this, which were the recommendations, but also the principles behind those recommendations, and those will be what moves us forward. So yes, we do have a major challenge in terms of the funding that we're going to have to address, but I think the report lays out a good blueprint for starting that process. And I think we have, some very constructive recommendations that can be pursued pretty quickly.
Mike Nystrom, another member of the commission with you, struck a more optimistic tone when he joined me recently. He suggested he's hopeful that the legislature and state government can begin acting on some of these recommendations really quickly, almost like now. Do you think that's possible?
I agree. I think we can have an opportunity to work hard and begin an asset management approach for the state. I also think the ideas in the report regarding a pilot program and establishment of an infrastructure council can be acted on almost immediately.
What might be acted on sooner as opposed to later?
Well, I think there are communities that would be ready to engage in a pilot program, and that could happen rather quickly. I think other aspects of the report obviously require a longer timeline, but I think that there's no reason why not to start implementing some of these ideas right away.
You've also said that rebuilding Michigan's infrastructure requires a thoughtful approach to the way it will impact communities and residents. Tell us more about that, please.
Well, one thing we know about infrastructure, especially when it relates to public utility services like water and energy, these are essential services, and their affordability is very important. When we price utilities, we also know it can sometimes have regressive impacts. In other words, it takes a larger share of the low-income family's household budget. So we need to be cognizant when we move toward pricing models like user fees, that we're aware of the impact and that we consider possible mitigating measures to ensure affordability.
I'm talking with Dr. Janice Beecher of Michigan State University, an infrastructure expert and a member of Governor Snyder's recent Infrastructure Commission, the report from which just came out and recommended significant investment in Michigan's infrastructure looking decades into the future. You look at infrastructure from the university, and so much of this involves government and therefore politics. Have you given much thought to how government and elected officials overcome the political hurdles that are involved here?
One of the phrases we're all familiar with is NIMBY, not in my backyard. And a few years ago, I heard the expression NIMTU, not in my term of office. And I think that sort of captures the challenge of trying to engage political leaders on this issue as well as the public. So you're absolutely right. It's going to take political will. It's going to take leadership. But I think it's doable because I think the return on investment is very, very clear. And I think if we do engage the public, I think they may, based on our experience with the listening tours that we had as part of the commission, we heard a lot from people about how much they cared about these issues and the quality of the infrastructure and the services that they get. So I think with the right combination of a nonpartisan effort and a communication strategy, I think it's doable.
I hesitate to remind you of this, but government is littered with reports about policy, some number of which don't go anywhere. But are you confident your commission's report will have an impact?
I hope so. As I said, I like to think of it as a living document. One of the ways it can have more meaningful impact is that we don't rely only on the public sector to pick up on the recommendations. We've also engaged the private sector in the process. We also will engage local government. It will also involve university researchers here at Michigan State, at U of M, at Wayne State. They can also pick up on some of the ideas and recommendations in the report and help carry those forward.
And there is a job creation possibility that's a part of this as well.
Clearly. I think, when we think about infrastructure, we should also think about the workforce that's needed, the various skills, and frankly, the emerging technologies. We have a strong emphasis on that in the report. And those are areas where we can clearly move ahead and, I think, do some great things for Michigan.
We've been talking with Dr. Janice Beecher of Michigan State University, an infrastructure expert and a member of Governor Snyder's recent Infrastructure Commission. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks and Happy New Year.